It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I guess I didn't really give it much thought as to why they were called torpedo bats, but people texted me, they look more like bananas. You had the people calling before, it's a missile. I mean, come on. Who cares, really? I don't even like talking about this stuff, to be honest with you, because I think it does take away, BT, from the Yankees' accomplishments. Again, I wouldn't put much stock in hitting 100 home runs against the crappy Brewers. Yankees did the same thing a year ago, or at least close to it. It was fun. It's an exciting way to start the season. I think it's more a product of the ballpark, of Nestor Cortez, of the Yankee hitters, than it is of the silly bats. But it is going to be something that is going to be a storyline all year long, because the Yankees have now put these bats on the map, and other teams want a piece of the action.
But doesn't this tell you that there's just something inherently wrong with baseball? I don't mean for us. And again, this goes to back to what
I mean,
said.
We could break down the decisions and the lineups and all that. You and I could do that. I know nobody wants to hear that
for sure.
Anymore,
no, we're not doing that anymore. No, I get that for sure. But I mean, like, the thing that has garnered the most attention over the weekend, the start of the Major League Baseball season, well, there's actually a couple. Number one, the Mets didn't play on Sunday.
Which is stupid.
Which is moronic. Number two.
Did you see Fred Sessa's clip about that, by the way?
I didn't. I saw people post it. I didn't actually see Mike saying anything, but I saw people saying stuff about
funny.
What Mike was saying.
It was funny. I'll show you during the break.
All right.
Yeah.
So people, and rightfully so, complaining about no Mets baseball on Sunday. The second game of the year is on Apple. You know, the Mets opening up with an American League team. The Yankees opening up with a National League team. Yeah. And all the other stuff. And now, of course, the torpedo bat. None of the focus is really on anything about the game. Now, that doesn't impact us. That doesn't even impact our city, because we love our baseball. We know our baseball. This goes to the national commentary, and I guess I'm just still very protective of baseball. You have these people who don't know anything about the sport, don't care. They don't give it a second. It's all football.
Like Stephen A.?
Well, I love Steve, but it's all football. It's all NBA, which is awful this year. The NBA sucks. The product is awful, right? They just shove that down your throat. Even the NCAA tournament at this point isn't very entertaining with all the chalk, all the ones going to the Final Four. The point is, there's a lot of good stories to celebrate in baseball, and nationally, the torpedo bat will be the story.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Jim is in Lincoln Park, New Jersey, talking about what, Jim?
I'm talking about the bottle bat. So I played fast pitch softball way back in the 70s after college, and those bats were called bottle bats. And you know what? If you couldn't hit with a bottle bat, you couldn't hit with a regular bat, it didn't matter what bat you were using. You know, it ain't the arrows, it's the archers.
Well, I've kind of felt the same way, Jim, and thank you
for the
call.
I've never heard that before.
It ain't the arrows.
I mean, I get it. Have you heard that?
No.
Never heard that once.
No, but
I like it.
But I'd be curious to get your take. I felt all those years with McGuire, with Bonds, not that I didn't care that they were steroid cheats, but God, other people were on roids as well, or PEDs. They couldn't hit the ball the way McGuire did. Other players are using PEDs. They weren't as good as Barry Bonds was.
Yep, yep.
So you still, and even McGuire himself, I think, said it, you know, I still got to hit the ball and square the ball up. Like, that's not, the PED is not allowing you to hit the ball. It may go further. It may make the bat feel lighter. Okay, it makes you stronger. You still got to use your eye-hand coordination to hit the damn thing and square it up.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I was naive. I remember I was on a golf trip with a bunch of buddies down in Myrtle when he hit the home run off Steve Traxel. And we were playing 36 that day. We just happened to be making the turn, having some wings, a couple pitchers of beer. And there's like 20 of us, all crazy baseball fans, all Yankee Met fans. And we were so dialed into that. I think that the distortion, let's face it, Sal, of everything that we protect as sports fans, now it's changed a bit, but it was always the baseball record book. We guarded that with our sporting soul, right or wrong?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
We always did.
Yeah.
That we, you know, in terms of the stats that you knew as a kid, you didn't really know who threw how many touchdowns or outside of Gretzky's, you know, crazy seasons.
No, it was
seasons.
The Maris record. Yeah, DiMaggio hit you, all that stuff.
It was the Pete Rose and Ty Cobb. Obviously, Ty Cobb first, then Pete Rose breaking the record. So we do protect it. I get it. I do agree that, yeah, I mean, you still have to be able to read spin and anticipate location and be mechanically sound and all the other things that we can't do as mere mortals, you and I and others. But I do think that when you are, it's all relative, when you're a pro and the margin for error is reduced unnaturally, that's what I push back on. That was the case with steroids.
Think about it. If it were about the bats, then you or I would be able to go up there swinging that torpedo bat and hit one out. And we know that can't happen.
No, for sure.
I mean, am I sure I can't?
Get the hell out of here.
No, but we know that can't happen.
How far can you hit a baseball with wood?
So it's not about the bat.
Wooden bats are no joke.
Is Cortez on the mound? Probably far.
Yeah. I don't know if it matters. You want to feel weak. You want to feel old. And I mean, even if you played a decent amount of baseball as a kid or even beyond that, for sure, you try to hit with a wooden bat. It just doesn't.
But that's the point. So, it's not the bat. It's going to get a huge. It's going to be a huge story. The fact that other teams now,
I know,
Buster only reporting on Sunday Night Baseball, the Braves have ordered the torpedo bat.
Get those orders in.
I mean, so is that going to be a thing? And then if the Braves start to have success, coincidence or not, and the Yankees continue their offensive barrage, which I would expect, it's not going to be to the level that it was against the Brewers. I think the Yankees are going to hit. And the regular season against mediocre teams, that's what they do. That has always been what the Yankees do. So that should be of no surprise to anybody. So if this continues, more teams are going to get involved. And then, like I said, if you see the numbers go up by and large, then there is going to be a tie back to the bat, which then I think baseball will correct it. But if not, then I think it's going to be fine.
If that's the case, and it's a sport-wide surge, they're going to have to recalibrate. They're going to have to. Now, I don't think they do it during the season. I feel strongly about that. But I mean, and the other thing too is, you know, the Yankees physicist who was at MIT who worked on the analytics aspect and obviously the composition of the bat, he is now with the Marlins. But it's not like, all right, I'm making a meal and these are the five ingredients. Like there's an element of instinct, and of course with physics there's a mathematical and a scientific combination. But just because he did it doesn't mean that the Braves could order the bats.
And
do they have the physicist who's looking at the data?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Now, each bat, again, each bat is specially made to a player, or are they all the same? Obviously, they're going to be different specifications anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about where the barrel is.
It's a good question. Because we thought it was... Mm-hmm. We may have been misinformed. I got a text
before.
Wasn't
it reported, though?
Well, it was. That's what I mean. But somebody's misinformed. I got something earlier. The bats are like everybody else's. This is more about the Volpe conversation you and I had. And because basically that's what I read. I never even heard of a torpedo bat until this weekend. So I've got at least on some level assume what I'm reading is true.
Right.
Until I'm being told to the contrary, which I am.
So then outside of the size and weight, which is going to be different per player, obviously.
I was told they did not move the sweet spot.
So the barrel, the sweet spot is still the same. The barrel is just bigger there, so they take more wood from the very end of the bat.
They take the mass from the tip, and then they put it more in the middle.
And make it a little more, they make it wider, or they just extend the barrel.
I believe it's that I believe it's extended. Okay. Again, there's got to be some sort of there's a diameter. There are Hoff. When you get a chance, what are we talking about? Yeah. Diameters, circumferences. I don't even know what we're saying. When you get a chance, we'll sound like complete idiots. Hoff, when you get a chance, we'll get back to the calls.
Yeah,
but can you just
time.
Have it right, Drew, and not the last for damn sure? Wait till we get to football season. Hey, you can spin it. Hey, can you please have the specifications for the Major League bat? In the rule book as...
Oh, I'll get that because it was in the...
I saw it and then I can't find where I had it. I did have it as well.
Let me pull it out.
I know 43 inches in length. That I know, but I don't know about the actual...
It was in the Post article that I was reading.
2.61 inches in diameter.
Okay.
42 inches
in
length.
Oh, 42, okay.
Right. That's rule 3.02.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. All right, so but again, what does that really mean? Right, so 42 inches length.
Well, what it means to me is,
so,
and this
so,
is why you,
yeah, no,
I would say this is why you and I fundamentally disagree about their ability or their willingness to change this and maybe outlaw it at some point. As long as you're adhering to the 2.51 in diameter and the 42 inches in length, which all these bats are in compliance with. It's within their guidelines.
So I'm confused about something, because where did we get this idea that it was specific to each player? Because if that's the case,
yep.
Or if it's not the case that it's specific to each player, then...
There should be one uniform bat that the Braves and the Mets and the Padres, everybody else get their hands on.
Exactly right.
Not the impression I was under this morning, just based on what I read.
Right. BT and Sal on the fan. Jacob's in Teaneck. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Big time fan. Best show on the best station. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I got a couple points. See, like, I'm a captain of my own softball team, so I know a thing or two. Shout out Stompers. First, you guys are talking about other teams starting to use these bats. I hate to break it to you guys, and look this up, please. Lindor was using a torpedo bat this weekend. The Red Sox used these in spring training.
You sure he was using it this weekend? I heard he was using it at some point. I did not notice it this weekend, but yeah, we heard he used it before.
Yeah, and so...
Yeah. Lindor could use a fungo right now. He's not going to buy a hit. I mean,
exactly.
he's been a disaster.
You're nailing it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Yankee fans in this town are crazy, all right? The fact that they're like saying, wow, we won the offseason on March 31st. The Brewers... are a terrible team. Well, I'm sorry. I'll believe these bat things when I see them do it against someone not named Nestor Cortez or Trevor McGill. Like, all right, give me a break.
Well, you got Corbin Burns. You've got Merrill. And you've got, who's the other one that they're throwing at the diamond? But Yanks are off today. They've got, Zach Allen.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a chance to see how these Yankee bats handle some better pitching for sure. But, yeah, I mean, the Brewers are not a very good team this year.
It's not about the bats.
That's not fair to the Yankees.
It's not about
the ridiculous.
Bats. We know it's not about the bats. Jazz was using a regular bat last year when he came over here. He was hitting big home runs, even against the lefty, the Philly reliever. Forget his name off the top of my head. But was it Marsh, maybe? Well, whoever it was with the Phillies, one of those nasty lefties, Jazz hit a big home run. So he was Jazz has power. It's a simple fact. And playing at Yankee Stadium is going to hit more home runs. The Yankees had an onslaught against the Brewers a year ago. Maybe not to this degree, but, I mean, Nestor Cortez also didn't pitch against them last year. So this is a combination of Yankee Stadium, Yankees having good offensive players, Brewers throwing out some bad pitching over the course of the opening weekend. It's not sustainable. We're going to find out. But to me, it's not about the torpedo bats.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff here, too. Giancarlo Stanton, I'm reading this now, used a torpedo bat last season. Did he use it in a game? I don't remember that. And we know he's out, both elbows jacked up, and he's kind of said bad adjustments without any further elaboration. Now, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this Volpe thing, because to me, let me see here. Hold on one sec. All right.
Which it would have made sense, and I would give the Yankees even more credit, if each bat's barrel was specific to the player's swing.
That would be fitting with golf, which is what I brought up before.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Well, where the hell did we get that from? Because I'm pretty sure I read the same thing, too.
We did. Let's see. Volpe, one of five Yankees.
Am I just listening to you? Is this your fault? I got to throw you under the bus here on this one?
I mean, you can. I mean, I'm just going through this torpedo bat, dance for the first time myself. Volpe's one of five Yankees using the new torpedo bat. More mass, closer to the label of the bat than the typical barrel. The new dimensions don't violate, blah, blah, blah. Aaron Judge not using them. Maybe it was not in the New York Post because I was doing some other reading. I could have sworn, but again, I got a text message. Mm-hmm. about 20 minutes ago, counter to what I said on the air. And if I was mistaken, I apologize. Again, it's the first time I've ever heard of this stuff. So, you know, grant us a little leniency. But what I was told by somebody who would know a lot better than me is that Volpe's bat is not different than anybody else's, that they are more uniform than I thought.
Bob is calling from Patchogue. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, you know, just a couple things. First of all, I wasn't going to talk about the bats, but what you got, I was at all three games this weekend. And what are you talking about with, you know, the barrels and are they custom made for each player? Every bat is custom made for each
player.
Well,
that's true. No, that's true. That's true.
You know, Babe Ruth had a bat that was 44 inches and weighed God knows what it weighed. So Volpe is not going to be picking up the same weight bat that that Judge is going to be picking up. So they are designed. You know, they're
going to
say, hey, I want a
40-inch. Yeah, but Bob, hold on one second. Bob. No, I think you're right. I know you're right. Just whether it's length or ounces, obviously it's a personal preference. We're focusing more on where the mass is located. Of course, Volpe's going to have a different size bat than Judge, who's 6'8", 280.
But again, but with the length of the different people's lengths of bats that they picked, that decides where the bulk of the bat is.
Yeah,
whether you're going to be hitting it from the inside or reaching for the outside plate, that all, you know, as long as you get it, it's like Bull Durham. You pitch the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball.
Yeah,
it's still a simple game, and they got, like you said, you can have the best bat in the world. If you can't, you don't have an eye to hit the ball,
Year, and thank you for the call, Bob. Remember last year, too, I was just watching some highlights of Jazz hitting more home runs, and it made me think of, didn't he use Judge's bat last year when he first got here? Remember Jazz came here, and I'm pretty sure
and he hit a couple of home runs right away. Oh, yeah. I think his first game was Sunday night, and he still wound up stealing home runs.
I remember feeling like, wow, that's pretty gutsy. You're coming in asking to use Aaron Judge's bat.
He can handle Judge's size bat.
That's what I'm saying. Remember that was a thing last year?
I know he used somebody's bat. I didn't know if it was his.
I thought it was Judge. Jazz came in last year and used Judge's bat. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that that's
a character, isn't
he? That was the place. Yeah, point is, it's not about the bats, but everybody's going to make it about the bats. And if it weren't. If there weren't any merit to it, then other ball clubs would not be going to order the torpedo bats. The analytics would not have gone to the extent that they did, and applying, using the data applicating, using that data and applying it to, in this case, the bats, they wouldn't have gone to those extents if they didn't think it could help them. But I don't think it's a result in the Yankees' offensive production overall. I think it's trying to help certain individuals. Clearly, because Judge doesn't use it, doesn't need it. He's still hitting, five home runs a game.
Well, think about the five players who are using it. I mean, Volpe's trying to find his way at the major league level. I love Wells, but so is he. You know, Goldschmidt's trying to hang on, and early signs are good. You know, Jazz is probably trying to take advantage of the porch a little bit more, maybe hit, 30, 32, 30 instead of 25. And who's the other? And Bellinger's trying to recapture his MVP form. So I could see why there'd be some experiment there, but I'm sure there's a couple of guys who messed around with it, maybe Dominguez, maybe others, that they're like, nah, this isn't for me. I don't like this, and I'm not using this in a game.
Right. Judge doesn't need it. Soto doesn't need it. It's those.
Brett Beatty needs it.
Get
him something, man.
Everybody else might need it. Soto does not. Judge does not.
That's true.
BT, it's Al, all the fan, 888-808-1019. We'll continue the conversation. We can work some Mets in. Also, some football stuff, BT. Maybe some interesting stuff outside of the actual moves that the Jets might be making or drafting. Something going on in the organization that we should touch on when we come
back. We have to get to that. It's very, very interesting.
Cry me a river. I mean, that's what it feels like. I'm sorry. I know that wasn't by design. But, I mean, good God, get over it. The Yankees are mashing runs, and it's still about Juan Soto. We'll get into the Mets and their lack of offense coming up in a little bit. Yeah, just trying to figure out, BT, what is going on here with these torpedo bats.
I'm confused now. Getting counter text messages from people that I respect. I don't know what's going on.
Either way, it is a different bat. Other people want them. The Yanks have been having success. Maybe some people think that it is a product of that. I am not one of them. I think the Yankees are smarter than everybody else. Hey, if it's going to benefit you and it's within the rules, then you're smart for taking advantage of it.
Yeah, or at least to experiment. And if it might not be for you. I'm pretty sure that most of the Yankees around the batting cage down in Tampa, even if they just messed around off a tee on a backfield, I can't imagine you're in the Yankees organization and didn't take a couple of whacks with this thing at some point in February right. or March. Now, it might not meet your eye aesthetically, which might not translate to you feeling good, which might not result in good swings. You're like, not for me. I'm good. I don't know. I know that if I was playing, I would certainly try it out. I mean, the physics behind it are very interesting and supports enough, I won't say evidence because it's only three games, but just where the mass is and the barrel and blah, 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 exit velo. Yeah, I'd take it out for a spin.
Well, there isn't enough data for those people who love the data and analytics. There isn't enough data yet. It's three games. And the Yankees, again, were they using the torpedo bats last year when they faced the Brewers in that three-game series and scored 36 runs and hit 10 homers?
No, but Stanton did during the postseason.
Oh, he used that bat during the postseason?
I did not know that. I just read that, yeah. Said that he used it during the postseason.
Yeah, and then I did read somewhere before that they were saying that that might have led to his elbow issues. I mean, come on now.
Both of them?
Okay. This is
how... Yeah, like he's never been hurt. He's been a pillar of health before.
And why would that be the case? I mean, John Carl Stanton could lift that bat with his index finger.
Yeah,
Come on.
I mean, the only thing... I'm with you. The only thing I would say is, number one, he's physically unreliable. So it's... I think his body... Tiki would always say guys have bad cells. He might look like Zeus, but he's got bad cells. So his body's going to deteriorate kind of quicker than others. And I think the other thing, too, is, I would leave the door slightly ajar when you're a creature of habit and have been hitting with a wood bat since you're 18 years old, 16, 17, whatever it might be. And now you're in your mid-30s, and now you change things.
But
like
it's the same weight.
I know it is.
I know. I can't imagine that would have an impact. Now, maybe. But my bigger point was that there isn't enough data yet to prove that this is a product of using those bats, right?
I would agree with that. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely fair.
So then we have no idea yet. It's just, if it plays out, hey, Paul Goldschmidt looks like he's 30 again and hits 300 or whatever, and Jazz hits 40 home runs, and Volpe hits 280 and 30 home runs, and Bellinger looks like an MVP again. Is that because of byproduct of the bats? Maybe even then, even if we have a full season of data, even then I'm not so sure because those things were possible when these guys were using regular bats.
Yeah, I want to see the first shattered bat. I was on the baseball field with my son this weekend, so I was watching highlights more. And then when I got home, of course, maybe I missed a shattered bat by one of the five Yankees who used the. Does it look different when it shatters? Does it chatter in a different place?
I wonder what would have happened if Mike Piazza back in game two of the 2000 World Series was using
his bat. He still would have wussed out and done nothing against Clemens. Well, that's what would have happened.
It might not have broken. Maybe the ball is hit harder. Maybe the bat doesn't get broken. Maybe Roger would have identified it as a bat. Or he would have been like, I didn't think it was a bat. I thought it was a torpedo. I thought it was a ball. Roger Clemens.
I thought it was a torpedo. Yeah, the ball to Bernie may have gone deep. That may have actually, when he hit that, I'm like, oh, boy.
There you go. That's another one.
I kind of stood still for a second. All right, Bernie's got it, but I didn't know if he had it right away.
Would Mariano be able to saw off as many bats as he did?
See, this is I know we're having fun, but this is like the problem. Like, when you talk about accomplishments, and I know we're just doing it for effect here, but this will happen on some level.
I know.
Like, there's going to be a guy, like, let's take Bellinger. But I think Bellinger's the perfect case study because he's not older like Goldschmidt, although Goldschmidt had a good finish to the year, and we talked about that. So maybe if he does do well this year, is it because he, rediscovered something with a bat or rediscovered something mechanically? I don't know. And it's going to be exhausting trying to figure it out. But Bellinger's still fairly young. He's got a swing that plays in Yankee Stadium. He's either right in front of or right behind the best player in baseball, Aaron Judge. And he's an athlete. He can move. He's a quick twitch guy.
Yeah, there you go.
So like,
he looks good out there in the outfield.
He does,
fun to watch.
He's polished. So if Bellinger bangs, I'm just throwing out crazy numbers just to have a little fun. 37 and has an OPS of 920. Like, he hasn't done that in a long time. And hits 296 and is top five in the MVP. Is it attributable to the bat or because that's what bothers me?
Here would be the real test. Forget the Yankees because we know their offensive prowess. The real test will be, give that torpedo bat to Lindor, who can't buy a hit until the calendar turns to May at the earliest.
We're going to go through this again with Lindor
the I'm cold just saying, star. Give Lindor the torpedo bat, and if he hits in April and May...
That's it. It's illegal.
I'm sorry.
It's illegal.
If Brandon Nimmo or Pete Alonso actually got a big hit with Juan Soto on in front of them, problem solved. Then we know. Or give it to a lesser hitter. I'm picking on those guys because they didn't get the job done with Soto on in front of them, mm-hmm. just to name a few. But maybe pick a team, a lesser offensive team.
Yeah.
The Braves wouldn't solve anything because those guys can mash.
They got five mashers up and down. They just haven't won a game yet. They're getting Olsen's going to be great.
Right,
they
have four games.
Riley's great. They're good.
Give those torpedo bats to the teams that can hit, to the guys that struggle offensively, and then we'll see if it makes a difference.
Maybe that's why Seattle didn't bring in any offensive players. They have a good pitching staff. They said, we got the bat. That's our big offseason pickup.
By the way, did you hear my favorite part of the weekend was, because now the way you watch these games, you could choose the home audio radio broadcast.
Where?
So I was watching it. You could do that on Apple, and then you could do it again, and you could just sync it up, by the way, if you can. I was using it on the MLB thing or whatever, but I was listening a lot to Dave Sims and Susan. Did you see the clip that Susan
when
had?
When she needled them?
Yo,
that was great.
So great.
Well-timed. Oh, perfect, Susan. Perfect. You're not used to this, are you? Huh?
That's what
Hey there.
Yeah, right. When she said something like they would score 13 runs in a month.
Yes, or in a week maybe. Yeah, something like that. It was funny, though.
Oh, Susan's a bad
guy. They sound good.
Yeah,
how can you not when you have 15 home runs over the weekend?
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mike is in Tom's River. What's up, Mike?
Mikey.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I just had to chime in with this torpedo talk. Me and my buddy Clayton were at the dinner, longtime Mets fan last night. I'm a Yankees fan. And at the end of the day, I think it's just, torpedo bat this, torpedo bat that. You send Aaron Judge up there with the damn broomstick. He's still going to send that thing 550 to the bleachers where they keep the chicken buckets.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Judge, and thank you for the call. Judge doesn't need it, so that's it. And Judge was one of the bigger producers over the course of the weekend for all these numbers. So I think people look at it from afar. To your point, BT, we in New York know better. Yankee fans know better. And if we're watching baseball in New York, we know better. Yeah, could it have helped? I'm sure in some instances. Maybe even just the mental side of things. They talked about that as well. The confidence, if you go up there thinking that this bat is going to make a difference,
mm-hmm.
you have more confidence, so that could help. From a national perspective, I think you see the headlines. You see the numbers of, the amount of runs that the Yankees scored, and then the that they're using these different bats, and then you just say, wow, they're scoring these runs because of the bats. Well, we know that that's not the case.
Do you think, back to Judge for a sec, do you think that...
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I still feel like we take him for granted in a weird way.
100% we do. It's
amazing what this guy does.
Yeah, 100%. He's the best player I've ever seen. I said that last year. I don't know how many times you could say it. What greater compliment can you pay Aaron Judge than saying he's the best player you've ever seen?
The only greater compliment is say you're the best person you've ever seen.
Yeah,
I mean, if you value that over sports, which most of us do. But and by the way, he's an amazing person.
Well, there's one thing left to do, and it's a big thing.
He's got
to
step up.
He's got to do it in October. It's not that he can't handle the pressure.
Yeah,
because he's done it. He's hit the home runs.
Yeah.
So it's not that. It's that his production from the regular season is so astronomical.
Yes.
And then in the postseason, it is pedestrian at best.
Well, it's not even pedestrian.
That's what
he's got to be. It's not. I wish it was pedestrian.
So the difference needs to.
The gap is like Bucky Dent and Don Mattingly in 1985. No, I don't know why I pulled Bucky couldn't hit.
Right.
So I would say that, and I wonder if you would agree. I don't know for sure. But this could be a good little foreshadow of some mental adjustment with Aaron Judge. He dropped the pop-up in the World Series. He didn't hit basically all of October. And Juan Soto was amazing in the same lineup and twice as good as him in October. And Aaron Judge, like if he was weak, and I would never say that he is, but if he was a weaker, a mentally weak star, and there are some stars who are not quite like that. Not everybody's a Tiger Woods Jordan mindset, you know, like. But the fact that he's playing so well now with Soto gone after everybody just ridiculed him all offseason, doesn't it maybe speak to him maybe mentally hitting a new level? I don't know that it equates to a 350 average in October. I don't know, but it's certainly not a bad thing.
I don't know. I will only be able to judge it, though, come October, because he's already done what we've seen him do in the regular season. Also, this is not a – Yankee fans don't want to hear this, but if I'm an opponent – I said this a year ago. I just wouldn't pitch to him. End of story. You make a mistake to Judge, or not even a mistake – you get him, he gets you in a 3-2 count, and you got to come over with the fastball, he's going to punish you. It is a fact. The difference with Judge and the, like, Judge is better than great, okay? At least in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is that any time you make a mistake like that or any time you give in, he makes you pay. There is barely a time where he doesn't take advantage of a dead red 3-2 fastball or a hitter's count pitch that's in the strike zone, he's going to hammer it. Most of the time they go out of the park. If not, he'll rip it against the wall for a double or down the line, whatever. But that, to me, is the difference where he's almost perfect in that regard. When you give him a pitch that he's supposed to hit, he freaking annihilates.
And I remember, I guess now it would have been 3 years ago. Remember the series against the Mets when Scherzer just abused him with the sliders outside? Just corkscrewed him all weekend. And you know, that's why I say, and I ask Sal, like, do we take him for granted? Like, yeah, we know he's a cartoon freakish home run hitter. He runs. He's got a rocket in right field. He's highly above average defensively.
Should be fresher being in right field all year as well.
True. And oh yeah, by the way, now I don't know if he's going to hit quite 322 again, but it's not like he's hitting 50 home runs and hitting 267, which would be fine by most standards. He's hitting 320.
Right, that's the thing that you love about him is that he's a good hitter. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. More your calls when we come back, 888-808-1019. We'll get into some of the football stuff, BT. If not now, definitely do it before we say goodbye, either noon or the 1 o'clock hour, because there's a ton to get to here. Sal, tell the people it's not, Lindor's not using a torpedo bat. Here's the thing. I don't care what type of bat he uses. Get a hit, will you? March, April, and by the way, congrats to Francisco Lindor and family on the birth of their third child. You said it was Hoff, right? He had another daughter, so congrats.
A boy, right?
Okay, there you go. His first son. So congrats to Francisco Lindor.
Congrats.
Friend of the program, of course. We had him on last month or so. But it doesn't matter what type of bat you're using. And by the way, I'd be curious to see if he's on the lineup tonight after the birth of his son. Usually Lindor does not want to miss a game.
No.
Obviously, the Mets are on the road in Miami. I'm not sure where his wife is. I'm assuming back home, wherever that may be. Is it here in New York? Is it somewhere else? I really don't know the extent of it. But the game is later tonight. I think it's a 6:40 start, so maybe Lindor will be in the lineup, maybe not. Either way, BT, enough with the, like, It's fun to talk about the bats, and we will continue the conversation, but which individual is using them to me is irrelevant. It's more about does the bat give you an advantage? And there's no way you could prove that right now.
No, you can't prove it, but listen, anytime you get something like this, everybody's going to be an internet sleuth. And, I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now from over the weekend,
right,
where Lindor is using a torpedo bat, but how the hell do I know? Is it photoshopped? I have no idea.
Okay, and then look at this one. So same thing. Somebody sent me this one.
All right, let's see.
And it looks the same color, same bat.
Yeah.
And what does that look like to
you? Is that a Marucci bottle? That looks like an M. Yeah, that looks like a torpedo.
It does to you?
Oh, wait, no, hold on. This one. No, that one looks a little more normal,
okay,
actually.
Okay, so that's the point. So I get a picture of something that looks normal. You
see,
get one.
To mine here.
Yeah.
I found something, too, by the way. It says that New York Porch Sports says Lindor under investigation for chargeable torpedo bat with heat sensor on the barrel.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Austin.
They look like different bats here, Sal. Funny because the same colors, too.
But it might be a different bat.
Yeah, I guess it could be. That's true.
So I'm just going right to sources here, people that actually cover the team, and see if we could figure that out. I don't know if I'll get a response or not. Here we go. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Exactly. I'm not going to say who I'm texting because I know multiple people there. But either way, is Lindor using a torpedo bat? The answer I got was maybe.
maybe.
No, this is great. I'm not going to say who texted me this, but this is great. The answer was maybe, but the reporters are going to ask him today.
If he's there today.
True, if he is there today. The other part of it was, of course, Lindor can't hit with any bat until June anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I know we're laughing about this.
That is a great line.
And it's about the torpedo stuff with the Yankees and now Major League Baseball. This is catching fire. What do you go, 0 for 11? I mean, it's just...
Is that what it is?
I think it's
0 for 11.
Oh, it is 0 for 11? Okay.
I mean, why can't he hit? Well, start.
Well, one of the questions that I asked him when we had him on was, what are you going to do differently to combat these slow starts?
I think he said barrel up the ball.
Yeah, square it up.
Square it up.
Maybe with a torpedo bat he could square it up. Again, who knows? But I really don't think, first of all, it's only three
games. No, I understand that. I get it.
And I do think that last year, remember, it was a larger sample size. Also, he did not look good at the plate. I'm not getting that from him now. I do think he's had some quality at bats. It's 11 at bats. Now, you'd like one of these to drop, and maybe it could have made a difference in one of the ball games that the Mets lost 2 out of 3 in Houston. But there is something to it, and the worse it gets to start. Like, if he had a couple of hits, we wouldn't be discussing it. The fact that he's 0 for 11 brings it to the forefront again, and now there's going to be pressure on each at bat to get the job done. I'm not worried about Lindor, but it is immensely frustrating that he just can't hit in the beginning of the season.
Well, yes, it is, because you paid to, produce from the start to the finish, and it's mystifying how this happens. Now, last year was, I think, as worse as it ever was. I don't know that it was quite that, but he was hitting like 090-something at one point. I don't think we go back down this road. I would think that a lot of the Mets get healthy this weekend, starting tonight against the Marlins, who aren't very good. I know they won a couple of games earlier, but what are the Marlins doing this year?
They're leading the way in the NL East. I know.
I would think that he'll bang a few, and I would think that Pete will crank one out.
Well,
and, I would think that they'll start to get a little bit better with the bat.
I know it's just three games. I can't stand Pete in the three hole. I can't stand
I told
it.
You that before. I hate him there. I don't like that at all.
But you think he's going to have a big year.
But I didn't like him in the three spot. And I said I would have put him four. I do not like him three at all.
By the way, our over-unders, which we will revisit at some point this week, because we were kind of, not that we were rushing it, but we were kind of...
Yeah, we blasted through him at the stadium.
We were up against it.
Yeah.
I was shocked that you took first Pete's over home run total.
35 and a half.
As your first pick.
And not Austin Wells.
Yes.
I know. Can I do a redo?
I know. Man, I was shocked.
Yeah. Well,
I thought the Wells number, because we talked about it before we went on the air, about maybe adjusting the numbers, because I looked at that and was like, this is not fair.
It was low.
17 and a half. I would have bet my house.
I know.
On and out.
Well, yeah, injury, you never know. Yeah. Here's what you want to know my thought process?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't think that you were as in on Wells as I was.
Okay.
Which
now, maybe I'm not, but at that number.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's kind of offset by the fact that the number's low, and you and I talked about that off the air, so I probably should have made that. Yeah, I should have changed my thought process. So I was thinking that I could get Wells with my next pick. I didn't think that you would gravitate to that so quickly.
Right.
Credit to you, you did. He's got two bombs.
And
I think he's
going to
be an all-star this year.
Yeah, I know.
I really do.
What was Pete's number?
35 and a half. Now, again, I've been saying all winter, and I, I do this when I just like with the Knicks from the first week, I'm like, it doesn't feel right. I have not changed my tune. Unless there's ample evidence that I've happily changed my tune. I have said all winter that I think Pete's going to really have a good year. So when I saw 35 and a half, I'm like, I think he's hitting 40.
Right.
I don't like him to three hole, but I think he's going to hit 40. So I jumped on that because I thought that was unfairly low. And even though the Wells thing was low, I didn't think he would jump in so fast.
All right, that at least makes sense with the explanation there, but I am very happy to have Wells. And just the part about Pete, obviously, it's so early, you're not going to go nuts, but there are players, even when Soto doesn't get the job done.
Yeah.
Now, again, Soto's a different animal. We get that. But when he doesn't get the job done, even Vientos, he's a better example. Forget Soto because he's a different animal. Vientos, when he hasn't come through early on, he still gives you a good at bat. He's hitting the ball hard. I still have confidence in him because he looks confident up there.
Okay.
Pete is the opposite of that, and it drives me up a wall. Saturday night, I was watching it on the iPad because my wife was watching, you know, whatever other show we were watching Saturday night. I wanted to throw the iPad through the wall. He goes up there, he's got that long face, and then he's sulking and the head down after popping it up. I'm talking about the ninth inning there where they had a chance in the ninth.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, I can't watch Pete hit behind Soto all year long. I cannot do it. Soto gets on base. Vientos has to be the next guy up. I think they'll make that change eventually. They're not going to do it three games in. But eventually, Vientos is destined to be the three hitter.
Now, I hear you. Optics matter. There's certain athletes, when they don't do well, I need more. I know that this is crazy, but I know that everybody who's hearing this will agree. We need to know that when our athletes fail, that they feel it like we feel it. I know that that's twisted, man, because Pete's making $30 million a year. You know, he's going to probably set the Mets home run record this year. Who knows? If he cranks 500 home runs, he very well might be a Hall of Famer. Who knows? But it makes us feel our ROI, our return on our investment from a fan perspective. It just feels good when you see somebody like O'Neill. I knew watching Paul O'Neill, if he popped up with two on and nobody out, a helmet was getting smashed, a bat rack was getting punched, a bat was getting sawed in half, and it didn't change the result. He still popped up with two right. on and nobody out. But I'm like, that's okay. I know he loves it. I know he cares. I know Pete loves it, and I know Pete cares, but you got to be who you are. And we didn't, and I'm not even saying you're nitpicking on this because you've said this about Pete for a while.
Yeah.
But Pete's always been this guy.
Right.
We didn't have an issue with it when he was doing really well. Why have an issue now expecting him to deviate from who he is personality-wise?
Remember, this was a thing dating back to when Buck first took over and would say that, I know our guys care. They have that want to, as Buck used to say, the want to. But sometimes it was too much. That's my issue. That I know Pete cares and I know he wants it. But there's a certain attitude that you want. I'd rather it just be, I don't need him smashing Gatorade coolers or breaking bats over his knee.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lack of real confidence there.
So it's not fire, it's more confidence.
Correct.
For me, I got you.
It's not the fire that O'Neill has.
Got it.
There is a confidence issue where he just gets down on himself too much.
Is this a more of like a new development?
No, I think that this
has always kind of been this way.
Okay, and then, I mean, I feel like that's been the case, certainly at least since 2022, where even he had a good year, but just when things wouldn't go right, and then the last 2 years have not been up to his standards, and then the contract and all of where we're at. For me, the one thing that I would want to see change is at least his attitude and feel a little more, all right, here we are. I'm making the most money for any first baseman this year. I'm going to go out there and have a big season, especially after the big home run against Williams.
Yeah, he should be. And a couple against the Phillies.
Yeah,
he should be feeling good.
It's not the lack of emotion. He's got that. One of my favorite moments as a Mets fan was his emotion running around the bases after the home run from Williams.
Yeah, that's good.
He was just letting the raw emotion of a year, a frustrating year out. I love that from Pete. I think he cares too much. He almost tries too hard and gets down on himself too quickly when the result isn't there. And that shows me an unstable mindset that infuriates me. Whereas Vientos, I believe his confidence is unwavering. Obviously, Soto, you know, the sackometer off the chart. So that's unwavering. That's why I love those guys. That's just one of my, it may be nitpicky, sure.
No, you've said this for a while. It's a nitpick. I think it's just like, what could he, outside of produce more, What could he do that would satisfy you in that moment?
Good question.
You know what I'm saying? Either put the ball in play, hit it hard, or you don't. I mean, you can do somersaults and dances, and you can break dance.
I just don't think he's that player that has the mentality that I would be looking for.
Not a muddy clutch guy.
He's had big moments. I don't think the pressure's too much for him. So
there's a reason why he got a 2-year deal with an opt out, not a 7-year deal. And we've talked about this. We're not trying to turn on Pete.
No.
This is something you and I have said for a while.
No, but he's going to have
to produce. I think Pete's going to have a good year, though. Yeah. I'm going to stick with that. He's going to hit home runs.
And I'm not sure about Nimmo either. Those two.
I'm not a big Nimmo fan.
No, I know that. And I have been. But see, I like his attitude and his mindset. The results need to follow. BT and Sal and the fan will come back. Get down with the king topic of the day, those torpedo bats and the Yankees offense. 888-808-1019.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.